Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Now, I want you guys to be equipped with what it takes, a complete understanding as to what you need for success as a trader. To be profitable, first and foremost, guys, you need to learn to trade. Now, I know right now this statement may not be as correct as in other markets. And the reason being is that right now turkeys are flying in hurricanes. The saying that I always come out with is, even a turkey can fly in a hurricane. And this right now is one of those moments in time. It's not just the strategies that you're after. It's all the other things that I teach throughout the program, which is about how to become a successful trader. Don't think it's just the strategy. You've got to learn to trade. It's going to take you some time. There are no secrets, guys. It's just practice and learn. Practice and learn. Test and measure. Test and measure. That's the way to success as a trader. So don't try and cut corners. Taking tips, fine, do what you want with that, I don't really mind, but if you want to actually learn how to be self-sufficient, you're going to have to put some time into it. So it's not all the fancy stuff that makes them brilliant, it's doing the basics well, and then you know what, every now and again, a bit of extra spice is thrown in there, and then they do come up with some magic, but it's built on a solid foundation, and that is what is most important. It's the basics that make money, guys. You've got two options when you're trading, you can buy and you can sell. Now if you're not coming back to that, every single decision you make, not coming back to buyers or sellers, and you're missing the objective points of trading and investing. You've got to have the right questions to get the right answers. And when you get the right answers, you need to be able to implement something that actually gives you an action. Whether that's a buyer or a seller, that's up to you. But what I teach and what I preach and what I do is all about objective decision-making process down to buying or selling through my checklists, okay? It doesn't matter what field you choose, you've got to start from the beginning, no matter what. We start seeking knowledge from people that have already achieved before us. This is the path to success. I hope to be that person for you. Obviously, you're listening to me now. I have been there. I have done that. Now, I can help you to speed up your process of learning by you learning from my mistakes and me offering that to you. And the surgeon is the one who makes the scalpel, make those incisions and fixes the people up. It's not the strategy. It's not the vehicle. It is you. So this lesson today is understanding risk and money management, which is the most important aspect. And something that I'm seeing increasingly concerning in cryptocurrency markets is the fact that people are super focused on profits and profits only. Now that might seem like a strange thing to say. You're thinking, hang on a sec, Trader Cobb, isn't it about making money? Well, no, it's not actually. It's about making sure you keep the money that you have to start with. Okay, that is what it is about. My capital is my capital. So my product is money. If I don't have funds to trade, then I am not in business. So it's very important that I look after my trading business. Common questions that I get constantly are where to take profits, why not moon, when to take 1-to-1 and when to take 5-to-1. And these are all very valid questions apart from why not moon. All of these questions, of course, they're not answered in this little tiny short snippet. This is a small free lesson. Of course, I cover all of that in the programs on my website. But guys, it's very, very important that we focus on a few things. Asking the questions about when to take profits, why to take profits, and how far to take profits is very fine if you first ask yourself, how do I manage my risk? Because risk is the most important thing you will ever learn. Focus first on keeping the money that you have, and then you'll start seeing the markets in a different way. You'll find that the red mist or the erraticness of your thought patterns, the excitement, the emotions, and all these things are negative when it comes to being in the now and making the right decisions. If you can start to consider your risk, you'll start to see the markets differently. You won't go and chase the John McAfee, you know, tweets. You won't go and chase what people are saying. You'll be focused, you'll be centered, and you'll start to focus and realize that it's up to you to make money in this market. Because it's up to you to maintain your money. So you'll be more selective. You'll become a more rounded trader, and that's only a good thing. You've got to understand that experience first, then profits later. Remember to be patient, guys. Trading is a skill honed over time. Do not rush into this. Take your time. Big deep breaths. learn and educate yourself. Trading and success in trading long term, I'm not just talking about this turkeys flying in hurricane phase, I'm talking about being able to take your strategies into any marketplace you desire and still make a living. And that's what I can do, that is what I do, and that's what you can learn too. It's all about the execution. What's the first thing on flawless execution? First of all, you need a strategy that makes sense to you so that you stick to it. It's that simple, guys. Somebody might come out and go, hey, I've got this strategy, it's made me $10 million this year. Great, that's fantastic. But it's a goddamn algorithm that they wrote and they're an absolute mega brain. Well, it doesn't make much sense to me, so it's not gonna work for me. You've gotta find something or someone that can provide you with something that makes general sense to you and then throw yourself at that. So that's the first thing, a strategy that makes sense to you. Understanding and having a true trading strategy is when you can write those rules down. That is the definition of a strategy, in my opinion. You need to be able to go back to this strategy and go over it and recheck it and then score yourself and do reviews of your trades. So you've got to be able to write that strategy down. Review them at the end of the day, week or month, it's up to you. Block them together. Do a review of your one trade, do a review of 10 trades and see if you can get a correlation. See if you're making consistent mistakes so you can catch them quickly and fix them even faster. If you want to learn quickly, then learn from somebody who's already learnt. I got 11 years of experience in this sector and I don't know it all. There's absolutely no way in the world. But I tell you what, I've probably made more mistakes than you, which means I can probably help you to skip through a number of those mistakes. And that's the whole purpose of having a mentor. Who is someone you can turn to when you need the help? That's your mentor. Hopefully, that's me, guys.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.